A national health group says replacing Wisconsin's current health care system would get rid of what's called a hidden tax, the price insured people pay for those who aren't covered. Ron Pollock is with Families USA. That group analyzed a proposal for universal care called Healthy Wisconsin. Pollock says the cost shifting that goes on now adds nearly $800 to a company's health care bill for each worker. For individuals, their extra share is estimated to be $300.
Our analysis says Healthy Wisconsin is not only good for the health care of people in the state, but it would be very helpful to the state's economy, and it would reduce insurance premiums for those people who have health coverage today.
The report says universal health care would benefit Wisconsin's economy by lowering health care costs, making it a more financially attractive place for companies. The chair of the Senate's Health Committee, John Erpenbach, has made the same argument.
We do expect businesses to relocate to Wisconsin because of our schools and the tax climate, and now health care, which to me is the key to a very strong economy in Wisconsin.
Healthy Wisconsin is part of the state budget passed by Democrats in the Senate. It was removed in the version approved by the Republican-controlled Assembly. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.